Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. Yay! And of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. And if you hear me in an echo chamber, that's because I'm not in the studio. I'm somewhere. Who knows? Maybe even Hades. Maybe Hades. Who knows? Anyway, hey, we're going to try to have a good show tonight. I had to ride down the highway trying to get here. Telling everybody to get off the road. If you want to reach me, call me at 347-633-9376. That's the number where you can listen to the show, and you can reach me, and I hope my cell phone battery stays charged because I'm running out of charge. You can email me at McClure.S@yahoo.com or Don's, D-O-N-S, dot McClure at AOL.com or Don S. McClure at DSMPublications.net, where you can find all of my great books, or you can call the number that I gave you. We're up to 17,000 listeners, and man, I am amazed. We're going to play some things by an artist named Jamie Grace, Beautiful Day. We're also going to talk about Bridget Rideau, and yes, I do speak French. It's Rideau, R-I-D-E-A-U. I guess that's how you pronounce it. Anyway, she's an artist from New Orleans that we played before, and I think it's going to be good for us to play it again. The opportune time, the opportune. Wow, I read these scripts fast. Her CD was released. Forget it. Anyway, of course, a chance to do something she loves to do. And I'd love to be on the radio, so I guess I'm just messing around. Anyway, listen, we got a great show for you tonight. With age comes wisdom, which is our subject. This is not always the case for some, and for others, it becomes everything every day. The years move fast in your life cycle, from your birth to your childhood to your teen years to the decisions you will make as a young adult, to the days where your young adult decisions will make or break you. Man, that's a whole lot of stuff I got to say that my producer wrote up, so I don't know what's going on. But anyway, we're going to talk about my book, The Gods of the Beginning of Life, Santa Claus versus the Aliens, A Christmas Wish, and we're going to take a look at a higher consciousness, kind of like what they did in Karate Kid. Oh, Sensei, Mr. Pato, whatever it was. Anyway, let's get to the show. Let's get some music. I am really messing up. My producer's looking at me like, oh, man, you lost your mind. Anyway, let me play this quick PSA, and I'm laughing because I had to drive like a raging maniac to get into the studio. So anyway, listen, I'm going to play To Have a Friend, which is our PSA, talking about my book. When we come back, we're going to play another PSA called The Fat Sisters, and then we're going to talk about what we're talking about tonight and do my show. Man, this is a mess. I am pumped up. So let's get to that, and when we come back, I'll be calm down. Maybe I won't have so much sugar to laugh my head off.
To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written.
In this amazing new drama, Joey is the brilliant and fascinating underworld figure every prosecutor, law official, politician, and other rising crime figure love to hate. It's up to him to keep his friend and his friend's family safe and uninvolved in this plan that he knows will destroy everything the loving couple have worked so hard to build.
The American Heart Association presents Mon and Polly, the Better Fat Sisters.
Mon, what's cooking? I'm famished.
Here you are, Polly, my latest culinary creation.
These fish fillets look wonderful. Mon, I usually don't eat fried food. All that fat, you know.
It's okay, they're grilled, and I use just a bit of a vegetable oil that's low in saturated fat.
Does that really matter?
It does. Oils like canola, corn, and olive mainly contain monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats, and they can help reduce bad cholesterol in your blood and lower your risk of heart disease and stroke.
Did Mother tell you this?
The American Heart Association told me. I found the recipe at heart.org/facethefats. Are we going to eat or just talk about food?
Look who's talking.
I'm Mon.
And I'm Polly.
We're the Better Fat Sisters.
For more heart-healthy recipes, visit us at heart.org/facethefats.
Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
And we're back on a Friday night. It is the 22nd of August, and I hope you can hear me in my echo chamber because I'm in a hollow room with a lot of great photographs on the wall. Anyway, it's Friday night. I'm enjoying myself. I've gotten rid of my tickles, and I better plug my charger in so that, at least from my computer, so I won't go out. I got to send a shout-out today to a young lady named Eve or Evelyn Walker. I think it's Eva Walker. And she's trying out for one of the parts on my audio production. And I had a chance to talk with her today, and she is super nice, super sharp, and she's got a nice husband, and they just seem to be so lovey-dovey. And I like that kind of stuff. But anyway, she was reading part of the script from Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance, and she really liked it. And I want to send a shout-out to Nadine Williams, who I haven't talked to in a while, but she's also enjoying reading the script that they're going to try out for my audiobooks. And I got so many screens popping up. I am going crazy. It's just like every screen I could think of is just popping up on my screen. This is really crazy. But anyway, we're going to see if we – I don't want to move the phone, because if I unplug it, then I'll unplug my guests and my host and my show. So let me try when I do a music break. Maybe I won't get lost. Tonight we're talking about wisdom, and we're actually talking about with age comes wisdom. Now, I had a conversation the other day, and I was talking to a young lady named Denise, and we were talking about the situation of saying wisdom comes with age. And sometimes you use it, sometimes you don't. But what I was also saying was the fact that when you're born as a baby, wisdom kicks in because you keep learning to get people to adhere to your wishes, like you cry a little more, you scream your head off when you want to eat, when you want to go to the bathroom. And as you grow with wisdom, you start to take in information. Now, that's what I believe wisdom comes with age. So as you're aging in life, you make a lot of good decisions. Some of them are good, some of them are bad. But from childhood to your teen years to your young adult life, as you continue to grow, you should be able to work through the development of each of these stages that comes with the test of wisdom. Have you been advised in your fundamentals of wisdom is the question. And have you applied what you have learned to the path in your life? Sometimes it is best to remember that life is like a pencil with a sharp point on one end that displays what we have done in life and an eraser on the opposite end to adjust what has come our way. A quote by me, the one and only Donis McClure. Hey, I kind of like that. I made that up the other day, too. A pencil. Hey, that's what they made pencils for, erasers and stuff. I don't know. I don't know. A look at higher consciousness. Now, I like to read. And this is going to be a long narrative, so we're going to break it up in parts so that you get everything that we want to say. And don't forget, we're talking about age and wisdom. Now, a look at higher consciousness. Once we see the possibilities of living in a peaceful and loving state all of the time, regardless of anything people may say or do, we find that there are certain life situations that often flip us back into the power level of consciousness. For example, our power additions may manifest themselves when we know we are right, but the other person stubbornly refuses to follow our instructions. We need to remind ourselves that getting irritated will only make the situation more complicated. Oftentimes, we get annoyed when we are inconvenienced in some way by another person. We irritate ourselves when people do not follow, agree upon, rules or advice when someone is thoughtless. We often create resentment in ourselves when we're trying to explain about how we think and what we're trying to do, and other people do not seem to be truly interested. So again, we're going to start with that irritating yourselves, and your wisdom kicks in when you learn how to deal with these principles of understanding yourself, and you can't let yourself get irritated. We irritate ourselves when we perceive that another person is deceptive or he or she let us down in one way or another. We may get irritated when someone tells us something we already know. Like when your boss comes to you, your girlfriend says, hey, why don't you go to the store? You say, I already know that. I just told you I was going. Or perhaps we are meditating, you know, like the Zen do, and we annoy ourselves when someone is not sensitive to our desire for silence. You know how people come over your house or go somewhere and you're in that Asian mode of sitting there doing meditation or yoga, and they just keep running their mouth. I know if I came over your house, I'd talk a mile a minute, so you'd probably say, could you respect my desire for silence and just be quiet? No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, perhaps we are meditating and we annoy ourselves when someone is not sensitive to our desire for silence. Like your girlfriend just wants to sit in front of the TV, not be bothered with you, and just watch a really nice movie and go into her tranquil mode. And you keep asking her, what's wrong, baby? What's wrong, baby? What's wrong, baby? Something wrong, baby? And she looks at you and says, shut up and go somewhere. So anyway, let me get back to that. So we're going to talk about a high state of consciousness. And when we come back after this song by Bridget Rideau, it's a great song. And it kind of applies. What did you say? He said Renaud. Oh, I'm sorry. See, I told you I know French. He says it's Bridget Renaud. He said Renaud. See, he said it in the back, and he don't know my phone gonna go off in a few minutes. But anyway, we're gonna play a track by Bridget Renaud, and it's Here's to Life. And listen to the words of this, because it relates to exactly what I've been chattering about for the last few minutes.
No complaints and no regrets. I still believe in chasing dreams, placing bets, but still I've learned that all you give is all you give. So give it all you've got. I've had my share, I've drank my fill, and even though I'm satisfied, I'm hungry still to see what's down another road beyond a hill and do it all again. Dreamers and funny how the time just flies. How love can go from warm hello to sad goodbye, then leave you with the memory you've memorized to keep your winters warm. But there is no yes in yesterday. As long as I'm still in this game, I want to play for laughs, for life, for love. So
that was jazz singer from New Orleans, Bridget Renaud. My producer said, yeah, you got it right. You learned a little bit. I got an A for effort. Or is it E for effort? Or is it C? Hey, wait a minute. I need to go back to school, A, B, C. He said, oh, man. Anyway, listen, that young lady is a jazz singer from New Orleans. And when we had the information about her on my last show, well, not the last show, the last show, but the show was on before that. This young lady had to fight with a school because her son that's disabled was taken advantage of, and she sued him for millions of dollars, and I think she won the case. But anyway, so she made the song Here's to Life, and she's a great jazz singer, and it's B-R-E-G-G-E-T-T, R-I-D-E-A-U. You can find all of her tracks on CD Baby or Amazon, and I think you should get them. And we've talked about her before. But we played her tonight because we're talking about wisdom and the age of becoming a lot more wisdomatic person. And we talked about that. Now, remember we were talking about perhaps we are meditating and we annoy ourselves when someone is not sensitive to our desire for silence, or perhaps we are busy at work or at home or doing something and someone is not aware of our inner flow when we are trying to finish a task. So let's say you're downstairs working on your teeter-totter, or you're trying to get your six-pack like mine really good, and the muscles are flexing in the mirror like I do. You know what? You don't want somebody bothering you. My producer Larry over there, he's like, yeah, right. As a matter of fact, he's in a teeter-totter right now. But, or we have responsibilities, and another person does not recognize that this is our province where we're entitled to make a decision, meaning that when we're in that tranquil mode, that's when we're trying to figure out the bills we're going to pay, the bills we're not going to pay, the things we're going to delay, the friendships we're going to keep, the Facebook things we're going to post. So we're in that tranquil mode, and we really need our own time to make those decisions. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course it is Friday, the 22nd of August, and I am having a ball, even though I drove like a maniac to try to get somewhere so that I could talk to my audience, my 17,000 listeners who I love so much. You are all my sweetie beaties, and I'm telling you, I got the best fans in the world because they put up with me every Friday. So sometimes we irritate ourselves when we find that other people are impatient and want us to move faster than we are moving. And I was really getting irritated when I was driving like a bat out of, I won't say it on the radio, but again, I want you to think about that. We're talking about the age of wisdom, and I believe that your wisdom comes every day, and it's what you do with it. Either you can go to the left, to the right, but you've already learned what to do. I think it's an innate process that's inside your brain. And I want you to think about that for a minute. Now, because it is Friday, and it's what I call Happy Friday, we're going to play a track called Beautiful Day by Jamie O'Neill, and we want you to contemplate on your age of wisdom, when you think you really started learning to put things together on the right track. And if you haven't, we're going to keep talking about this subject till you get it right. It is 7:22 on a Friday night, and it looks pretty good to me outside, but I think some of the streets were flooded. And I'm telling you, this is a great day. We're still here. So I want you to hang with us for a while because we've got some great things to talk about. But right now we're going through the process, and we are definitely going to keep talking about a look at higher consciousness so that you can enjoy your life and your power level of consciousness and get that part together. So this way you have a much better understanding of what you want to do and how you want to do it. This is 7:23, and we're going to play another track. Now, this is a decision track. I don't agree with everything that the song says, but you listen to it for yourself. It's by Whitney Houston and Deborah Cox. And Whitney's trying to tell Deborah about her new man that Deborah's with, and that she used to be with her man, and that she thinks he's going to misuse her like he did her or break her heart. But again, the age of wisdom. Can you listen to everything that an ex is saying to you, or should you heed that advice? The age of wisdom has got to kick in where you make a decision on, is this the right information or just jealous information? Because one part in the song she says she doesn't think she really should be telling her. But again, oh, and last week, I said Gerald LaVert was on the track with Deborah Cox, and some of my fans wrote me and said no. It was one of the Isley brothers. So I said, oh, man, did I screw that up? But anyway, I got this right. It is Whitney Houston and Deborah Cox. Same script, different cast. And I don't agree with her. You know, ladies, sometimes I just don't agree. But let's play the track and see what you think.
I know he's leaving me for you.
Who says?
smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. With this child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay. That you bring to my life. And ooh, there's something about the way your sun shines on my face. It's a love so true, I can never get enough of you. This feeling can't be wrong. I'm about to get my worship on, take me away. It's a beautiful day. Seems to rain on my dreams. It's not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. 'Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free. And you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it say go, won't let it say goodbye. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
track called It's a Beautiful Day, and she's saying, hey, you just got to keep things going. Well, again, we start letting situations and people irritate our lives. So sometimes we irritate ourselves when we find that other people are impatient and want us to move faster than we are moving, or perhaps someone repeatedly interrupts us. Sometimes we feel paranoid when someone does not return our friendliness. Now, you're in a new relationship, you're dating a new guy, you're dating a new girl, you just got married, and sometimes you're feeling really good, and that person just, what you feel, is not returning your friendliness. You're walking down the street, you start feeling paranoid, like when it's in the street, you say good morning, good afternoon, somebody doesn't speak back, so you start thinking maybe you're not dressed right, or anything. You don't want those states of paranoia to get into your mind. Some of the people in our lives will attack us, and I did say that. Some of the people in our lives will attack us with anger and hostility. Maybe they're just irritated about something. And unless we are thoroughly able to operate our consciousness on the fourth level of unconditional love and self, we will immediately throw ourselves back into the power level, and our response will mirror their irritation and uptightness, which means that whatever's coming toward you, if you don't control your consciousness, you will start to act just like them. You'll mirror that effect. Because of their feeling blue, we will feel it's necessary for us to tell ourselves that we've been trying to handle these situations all of our life by using these tools in our life: dominance, pecking order, forcefulness, emotional uptightness. We'll even barter affection back and forth. We think by giving gifts and other manipulative techniques will get us to a happier state. But 9 times out of 10, it doesn't. So what happens is, but these power methods, and that's what they are, when we're trying to use dominance and forcefulness and emotionally uptight or bartering for, hey, I gave you a kiss, you give me a kiss, or I gave you a kiss, so go to the store for me. Gifts and other manipulative techniques. I just had to throw that in there. But these power methods have not yet enabled you to create a fulfilled and beautiful life, like a beautiful day. So now it is time to switch over and use only love for self and love for your life and expanded consciousness as your guides whenever the actions of people do not fit the programs that you have conditioned into your biocomputer, which is your brain, and we call that the mind. So again, I want you to switch that on, your expanded consciousness, and that's dealing with the age of wisdom. So it's 7:41. I hope that you're hearing me, and I think that we're still on air, and people can hear me greatly, and my phone's not dying as bad as it was, but I think it's going to be a beautiful day. We played a track by Whitney Houston. We played a track by Jamie. And then we also played a track by Bridget Rideau. And Whitney Houston, we're going to play another track for them. One of those days. Now, we're talking about the age of wisdom. In this track, Whitney's saying, you know what, it's just one of those days where you need to take care of self. You know how you get those days where you just want to get a pedicure, manicure, just chill. We talked about it earlier, just your time for silence. Well, sometimes your silence could come from treating yourself to a good massage or a pedicure, but it's that beautiful state of mind that you want to remain in. So let's just give us a chance to hear Whitney Houston, One of Those Days.
Nah, 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 nah. Come on. Grab a bite to eat. Now it's been one of those crazy weeks, and I gotta do something special for me. See, hit the salon, get a mani and a pedi, have a massage, get a sip, and then I'm ready. Hey, gotta take time out, and all my real ladies know what I'm talking about.
I know it's one of those days for me. As a matter of fact, I was having one of those days when I had a call. But let's look at, with age comes wisdom. Now, we're talking about the higher state of consciousness. And I believe it. Me and one of my producers, we were just talking about that, the differences between age comes with wisdom and a higher state of consciousness. I believe that with age comes wisdom, where you gain a higher state of consciousness because you realize when you were 16, you did certain things. And when you kind of turned 16 and a half or 17, you realize with wisdom that, hey, which is experience, you start to look at things a little bit different, how you treat girls, how you treat your education, how you see where your life is going, whether hopefully whether or not you should have kids, whether or not you should get married, whether or not you're thinking about those life cycles. Now, I'll consider life a life cycle. You go from birth till the time that it's time for you to change what I call the spirit. But the years move fast in your life cycle. You start to come out as a baby. You mature. Your wisdom is sinking in because you learn. You're learning what to do. The wisdom part comes into play when you establish a point of reference, meaning that your mother tells you this is where you live. You grasp that. So when you go out to fill out applications, they say, what's your address? Where do you live? What's your residence? So you gain into that and you give them the address. Then you kind of move on because now you're growing as a young man, as a young woman, and you want your own residence, because with age comes wisdom, where you realize now you're at the state where you need to take care of self. Not being selfish, but to take care of yourself. So you say to yourself, okay, with this wisdom that I gained from experience of being around my parents or grandparents or best friends or whatever, it's time for me to go to a higher conscious state, which means that now I want my own environment, where if I decide to stay up all night, I can do that. Whether I decide to go out, whether I decide to stay in and watch movies all by myself, or with my man as a conscious state, I get better. So from birth to childhood to your teen years to the decisions you will make as a young adult to the days where your adult decisions will make or break you. And when we say make or break you, meaning that you may run yourself into some jams and it's making you be the person that you are. And you have to decide that, you know what, I'm going to change that because I can't let it break me. When I'm feeling bad or distressed or I'm not feeling a situation, I say to myself all the time, I can't let it break me. Through the development of each of these stages comes the test of wisdom. And I believe that that wisdom will take you to a higher state of consciousness, realizing that love for self and love for others, designed coming from you, will help get you through a more conscious state of believing in self. I wrote a book called The Gods of the Beginning of Life and Santa Claus versus the Aliens, A Christmas Wish. And in those books, I was dealing with those two situations, wisdom and a higher conscious state, meaning that in The Gods of the Beginning of Life, I wanted the character to really find himself and find out what life was all about through the visions that he was seeing, along with the girl who had become his wife. She was now his wife. They were together. And they were understanding that they needed to support each other. But they always did. And their higher conscious level came into play when they realized that some people in our lives will attack us. And these situations they were seeing on the wall, because it was anger and hostility, but they were also learning how to deal with their internal beliefs and stay together. It is 7:50. It's 10 minutes to 8. Our show flies by. It always flies by. I don't know why. I'm going to play a track by Kiko Matsui called Over the Stars. And I want you to think about this. This is from her album called Dream Walk. And sometimes just play some soft, quiet music or somebody that you think, hey, I could sit in my backyard or on the porch or even on the hood of my car and look at the stars. And it doesn't have to always be hip-hop or some brokenhearted song or some Toni Braxton or whatever. Sometimes just play something instrumental. Kiko Matsui is a great artist. We're going to play a track from her Dream Walk album where she's thinking about meditating. And I want you to use this track for your higher state of consciousness. Now, I'm telling you, when you think about it, my tomatoes don't stand a chance when I play Kiko Matsui. I use that music when I'm cooking in the kitchen, like, do-do-do-do-do-do, and I'm slicing tomatoes, do-do-do, and I slice the lettuce, do-do-do-do, do-do-do-do, then I cut some weeds. No, I'm just kidding. I don't smoke no weed either. But I wonder, man, I play that Kiko Matsui stuff, down, bum, bum, bum. That's the kind of music I cook to. So when I'm concentrating and I'm in my element, and I pour that little glass of wine, I'm pretty good. And yes, I could cook. How about that? So anyway, this is the Adonis McClure Show. It is 7:56, and I am enjoying myself, and that was Kiko Matsui, and that was Over the Stars from the album Dream Walk. So again, we're talking about wisdom and consciousness, a higher state of consciousness. Now, you know, like I said again, because of other people feeling blue when they come to you, they're having headaches or whatever, they're irritated with their boyfriend, and then sometimes you feel it's necessary for you to try to get a handle on these situations for them. But you have to let them do their own self-worth and their own self-evaluation. Sometimes giving advice is not the best thing in the world. So you just sometimes have to be silent and just listen. And just take in what they're saying and just say, uh-huh, mm-hmm. And let them kind of figure it out. Because a lot of times you'll be blamed if you give them advice, like they should leave their husband or leave their girlfriend or quit their job. And then when they got to come live with you, that's something totally different. But it's, again, a higher state of consciousness. It's like when you do yoga or you get in your exercise mode. You just go walking. You can walk 2 miles a day and you'll be at a higher state of consciousness because you're seeing things around you a little more clearer. It's like breathe in and breathe out. Kind of like the Zen, I guess, or something like that. But always find you some tranquil music to play. And it doesn't have to always be completely slow. But just find you something that you can enjoy to listen to. Like I play Kiko Matsui when I'm in the bathtub or especially the shower. You know, you get up in the morning, you're fresh, hit that music track. Have some music in your bathroom where you could just kind of relax and get yourself together. We got 30 more minutes into the show. You can reach me at 347-633-9376. That's my number that you can dial in and listen to the show. And my board is lit up with a lot of people listening to my show tonight. We have reached 17,000 listeners. That is a milestone. We're almost past half what we need for the end of the year, and we're just really doing some great things. We're going to go to a track. Let's see, we're going to play. Let's do a track called This Bitter Earth by Mickey Howard. I like Mickey. That's my girl. And let's get this track going and see what we think of that. But again, I want you to think about the two things, the age of wisdom and a higher conscious state. And I really want you to get to that. And also, before we do that track, we got to play a quick PSA because I want you to make sure you got your fire protectors or your smoke alarms in your house. I hope they're working because I like for you to be safe. And I want my audience to stay safe till they see me next Friday. And next Friday, I will be in Peoria, Illinois. So I want to make sure that you have a chance to come out and see me. It's called Meet the Author, and it's in Peoria, Illinois. So let's get to the PSA for home safety, and when we come back, we're going to play a track called This Bitter Earth.
My dad is my hero. He goes into burning buildings. He finds people inside who need to be saved. He helps them get out, even when he can't breathe or see or is a little scared. My dad is a firefighter, but the best thing he can do is come home.
The U.S. Fire Administration reminds you to protect yourself and firefighters. Have smoke alarms on every level and near sleeping areas. Test them monthly. Change batteries as instructed. Install sprinklers. do your part to get out before firefighters have to come in. The fact is, most fire deaths occur in homes with no working smoke alarms. The good news is, that's a fact we can change. Smoke alarms save lives. Find out more at usfa.dhs.gov.
And you know what I want you to do also? Check your outlets. I had one some days ago that was in the kitchen, and actually it was shorting out, and I didn't know it till I was checking them. So sometimes you got to have an electrician come in at least, I would say, once or twice a year, and just have him go through your stuff. I know you don't want to pay the expense, but it's better to be safe than sorry. At least once a year, within a six-month period, have somebody come in and check your electrical wiring. And that's just a tip from Don S. McClure. I'm trying to save you and save your heart and save your life. Hey, how about that? Because I love my audience. You're some sweetie beaties. We're going to listen to this track called This Bitter Earth by Mickey Howard. And you know I love some Mickey Howard. And I want you to keep that in mind about positive thinking and a higher conscious state. And don't forget to go to my website and order my books. You will really enjoy them, like Nadine and Eva Walker and Dominique. And just everybody that's getting my books, I mean, they're overflowing. So let's get to This Bitter Earth.
This
Man, did you hear that wind? And they put some nice background tracks to that. Not like that. This bitter earth, doo-doo, and Don McClure. If I had just one Don McClure. My mother used to say, Don, why you got to put your name in every song you sing? But I like that song. This bitter, and that's a jazz. That's called Neo Soul. And that's my girl, Nikki Howard. And if I had, yep, okay, all right, I know I can't sing. Listen, you know, I'm thinking about it. And there's a nonprofit group called Concerned Neighbors Organization. And they're in the Calumet Heights area. The CNO is an organization whose mission is assisting residents of Calumet Heights at bridging the communication gap one block at a time. Learn to enforce political accountability and improve the interactions between police, staff, and law-abiding residents who boldly call for law enforcement support. Pride and ownership, love of life, and freedom are the powerful human rights that fuel the engine of CNO. I mean, when you think about that, this organization was established July 17, 2010, and they're called Concerned Neighbors Organization in the Calumet Heights area on the south side of the city of Chicago. Calumet Heights is bounded by 87th Street on the north, 95th Street on the south, South Shore Avenue or South Chicago Avenue on the east, and the railroad lines on the west. It includes the neighborhoods of Calumet Heights and the world-famous Peel Hill. So again, we're talking about wisdom, and that organization is trying to bring wisdom and a higher state of consciousness, especially for its young people, because there's so many things going on in the world today, like St. Louis. People are just having problems in Harvey, Illinois. So we want to get our young people and our adults, older people, and I don't like using the senior citizen term because that just bothers me, but we're trying to get everybody to a higher state of consciousness. The age of wisdom will kick in when we allow our young ladies and children to walk through their communities, even if it's 2 o'clock in the morning. That's going to be the higher state of consciousness that we respect, that they have the right to just go walking anytime they feel like it. The age of wisdom will come in when we realize that being out there, we should have enough wisdom to know that our community should be safe. So those are the two things we're talking about tonight. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am enjoying myself. I am having a ball, and I stopped my giggles. But, you know, it's good. It's a Friday. It is 10 minutes after 8, and I'm telling you, I am enjoying myself, and I'm enjoying my show. And I'm enjoying my new ranking, 17,000 listeners on a Friday. I mean, that's a heck of a lot of people. We're going to jump to one of our Spanish tracks by La India. And she is great. She's got a song called Seduce Me. And I like the song. It's a heck of a song. And we're telling you, you need to continually remind yourself that in none of the above situations that we talk to you about, can you justify yourself at any time in becoming angry, irritable, resentful, fearful, jealous, or anxious. You must realize that such situations are part of the newness of your life. They're going to be there, but you don't have to participate with those because they're going to be situations that other people bring to you, but you don't have to deal with that. So again, we want you to think about the situations and where justifying yourself at any time. You don't have to justify being angry, irritable, resentful, fearful, jealous, or even anxious about your partner. They're going to get to you. They're going to see you. This song is called Seduce Me. Woo! Will soon draw hold me, no more time to waste. That's what the words say. Kiss me, honey. Woo! Look at me. I want to see in your eyes, feel the passion that you love. It'll be no more tomorrows, and even if it hurts, you're walking near or far, you'll miss me, and love comes and goes. Live the moment. Well, I guess that kind of did the translation in Spanish. But anyway, this is a song by India, and I like the song. It's called Seduce Me, And again, it's a higher state of consciousness. She says, even if it hurts, even if you got to walk away, even if I may not see you tomorrow, hey, I want to be with you right now, this minute. So let's play the Spanish track for my Spanish days and my Spanish listening audience. My tracks are messing up. That's what's happening. My whole computer's acting up. I think we have lost my internet connection. I wonder, can you hear me? Well, I hope everybody can hear me. We seem to have lost the technical difficulties of coming back in. We had some technical difficulties. The computer went out and some other things happened, so we lost our show for a few minutes. But we're back, so we're going to try to keep the groove moving. We were playing a track called Seduce Me, and the whole board went out. So again, I'm back now, and let's try to get this track in, but we're having weather difficulties. Man, what a drag. It won't pick up. believe it or not, my whole soundboard, went out. The phone disconnected. I had no internet, and I was like, oh, give me a break. This has been a hectic week. But you know what? I'm still not going to let it bother me. I'm enjoying the music. That was La India, L-A-I-N-D-I-A. And I love the way she sings. I wish somebody would sing like that to me. Oh, Donnie, baby, oh, love, Donnie, love, Donnie. Okay, all right. Anyway, let's get to Gato Barbieri doing Blue Gala. And remember, we're talking about the age of wisdom and a higher state of consciousness. And you need to remember that. You need to always. Now is the time to switch over and use only love for self and love for your life and expanded consciousness as your guides. So those are the keys that I want you to remember. And again, sorry about the delays, but we're going to get back on track. We've got a few more minutes to go. We're going to play Gato Barbieri, Blue Gala, and I like Gato. And this is kind of our Latin segment. So again, just enjoy life. That's all you have. And I want you to really think about the age of wisdom. When you think that all of your age of wisdom started kicking in, when you started thinking about using what you learned in the past and how to make your life better. Now let's hope this board goes right. There you go. Thank you. So we want to make sure that you enjoy yourself. Have a good weekend and enjoy life. That's all you have. And I'm sorry for all the technical delays, but we'll do better next Friday. I've enjoyed the show. Enjoy life. That's all you have. And I'm going to play my song, Bye, 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 because I'm going to get out of here because she's already screamed in my ear, 90 seconds. So, again, I want you to enjoy life, enjoy your weekend, and make sure you be safe. She just told me I got 10 seconds, so I've got to run. Hey, next week we won't have so many technical difficulties. Enjoy life. Good night.